This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine and Dine in LA with Anush. Today we are going to take a trip to a country that is the home to the oldest winery in the world, dating 6,100 years. Yes, you have heard it right, it's 6,100 years. And this old winery wine facility is located in Vayot Zor, Armenia. Our tour guide today is Musho Khalatyan. He's the marketing director of one of the most iconic wineries in Armenia called Old Bridge. Welcome, Musho.
Hello, Anushchan. Nice being here.
Thank you so much for taking time to join my show and share about Old Bridge Winery. Maybe we can talk a little bit about the old facility and why is it so important and such a big part of Armenian wine industry.
My pleasure.
All right. So we are going to start with the location. Where is the winery located?
All right. We're talking our winery now or the oldest winery?
Well, we can start with the Old Bridge, yep. And then we can talk about with the correlation how close it is to the basically the most special winemaking place in the world.
Yeah. So I represent a family winery, which is located, like we said, in one of the oldest wine sites in the world, in the Vayot Zor region of Armenia. And the winery itself started to operate like approximately 10 to 15 years ago, while the vineyards are much older, as we planted our first vineyards back in 1998. That's how we started. We started with planting of the vineyards, and only after several years we founded the winery itself. The place where we have our winery is quite close to this famous archaeological site where they found the oldest winery in the world, in Areni Cave. Areni is the name of the village where this cave is located. And inside the cave, they found like facilities for winemaking, ancient Armenian karasis, amphoras, and like remainings of grapes and etc. When we speak about Armenia, when we speak about Armenian culture, winemaking and wine itself is a very important part of it, especially in the region where we come from, Vayot Zor region. There is probably not a single family in our area that doesn't make wine for themselves up to today, even in small quantities. And when we speak about older generation, like my grandfather and his ancestors, then it was even more popular. I remember my grandfather had huge karasis, amphoras in his cellar where he would make his own wine, store it in those karasis. And yeah, there was not such a thing like buying wine because everybody was making their own wine.
Yeah.
So yeah, it...
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you just for a second. I was going to ask you why are you in Areni, and you are actually answering that question.
Yeah.
So your family comes from the region.
We are originally from this region after my ancestors had to move from Western Armenia because of the genocide. They were relocated in this area, and that's how we got here for now, like 4 generations ago.
So the winemaking is, even though it was home consumption, the winemaking dates back 4 generations in your family. Is that correct?
At least 4. That's what I know. But taking into consideration how long time ago Armenians were making wine, I'm sure that our ancestors who were still living in our historical home country in Western Armenia, I'm quite sure they were making wine then as well.
As well, because they would have brought their know-how from their
Yeah, sure.
Areni. Did your family, or do the people who live in Areni and Vajot Zor, because when people live in certain area, they know that there is really something special about the place. Did they ever like say there is something special in those caves?
As you might know, they like archaeological excavations which resulted in finding this cave were done not so long ago, probably a decade or so. That's when they were discovered, the cave and all these remainings. So people started to talk about that widely after this cave was found, but at the same time it was always spoken that in our area, wherever you go, you find something like really, really old that has to do with winemaking. I remember when I w still was a child and we used to go to the mountains and play. Once we went to the place we usually were playing at, and we saw like they are doing some excavations, like archaeologists. And then later we like after a couple of days when we came there, so then we saw like they had found different amphoras, and some were broken, destroyed. So they had left those small pieces there, so one could understand what they had found. And that was probably some, I don't know, 500 meters from our house. And later we understood there are such kind of wineries, old wineries, everywhere, almost probably everywhere in our area, wherever they start digging. So not so long ago they found another such facility right next to our winery, where we have our winery now, on the other side of the hill. So yeah, that was what people were doing back in the time.
That
So
is so special. It
yeah.
is to be like present day making wine and
Yeah.
kind of think realizing the same energy that the wine has been made for 6,100. From what I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, if they continue digging, there is a in the Areni wine cave, because this was phase one
Yeah.
or two. When they are saying that if they continue digging, they are certain that they are going to find excavations and traces that are even dating way back.
Yeah. As you might have heard, in the same cave, so during those excavations, they found like the oldest shoe in the world at the same place. So the more they dig, the more evidence they find that people lived in this area and people were busy making wine. And they even found like ancient site in the cave where people would do some religious rituals using wine. So that's what makes it clear that since many thousand years ago, wine has been an important part of the Armenian culture, of the Armenian religion, even before we were like adopted Christianity.
Absolutely. That's so interesting. I mean, the site is magical. I have been, I visited last fall, and just the energy when you get in there is so special. Yeah. It makes you appreciate all the efforts that are done in the area and reviving the wine industry. Because when we talk about Armenian wine industry, even though we are so old and we have had the industry for so long with interruption and etc., we are relatively young.
Yes.
And but within that period of time, you, your family, and all the winemakers have been so adamant to make a world-class wine, to bring attention to Armenia, and to make us proud representing Armenian wine. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about, well, not a little bit, but let's now talk about the winery. So you said that you have been growing grapes since 1970s.
How 1998.
Sorry.
Yeah.
How and why did you then decide to make wine yourself?
Oh, it all started with like the fact that my dad bought this land where we have our vineyards now, and back then I think when he chose the area, he already had in his head that he's gonna build a vineyard there. That's how he chose the like perfect area for like vineyards that really suit to the sorts which we cultivate, the Areni and Voskehat grape sorts. And to be fair, like the first couple of years, we were just, you know, trying to do our best when it came to the vineyards. Probably he even didn't have like the whole plan, what he gonna do, how and how he will manage all the work. And then later on, when we started to get like the first harvest, in the beginning, we would get some help from my uncle, my father's brother, who is also a winemaker. And back then he had his winery. So like we would use some equipment there. We would store our first barrels there until we got the building where we have our winery now and started to do it the way we do now for already some 15 to 20 years.
That's great. It is, I mean, the grapes that grow there, I'm sure your dad was realizing how good they are and make the wine for yourselves. It's, I'm so glad that he did. I mean, you know, it's kind of obvious, but at the same time, sometimes, you know, by living in the area, your family has been growing grapes and making wine. And then, so there was something that was constantly in his head that he wanted to establish his winery and make his own wine. Okay, so that is the reason.
Yeah, like by his character, my dad is a perfectionist. I always say, like, no matter if it is about washing the car or making a high class wine, it has to be done perfectly. So anything he does, he's like really very result focused, and no matter how much effort and time it takes, it has to be done the best way possible to like ensure the best possible result. And this ideology has been working for over 20 years now.
It shows. It absolutely shows in the facility, and it shows in the quality of the wine. Tell me about the name of the winery and how did you arrive to that name?
The name Old Bridge is connected to the like famous bridge we have, like probably like 1 mile away from the winery. The bridge itself is from the 13th century and was a part of the famous Silk Road, which merchants were using in ancient times to like transport goods from Asia to Europe. And mainly, as the name says, it was silk that was transported by this road all the way from China to Europe. And the interesting thing about the bridge is that even though it is like over 8 centuries old now, it has never been reconstructed or renovated. It still stands in the original form, and we chose it as our logo because we consider winemaking as sort of a bridge between the civilizations. Like we said before, we are making wine in like at a site which is considered to be, if not the oldest, then one of the oldest wine sites in the world, and we are using grape sorts that are over thousands and thousands of years old, and we really hope that after at least several centuries, our next generations will be able to say the same. Even though sometimes I joke and say probably the wine is going to be digital then or something like that, but yeah, hopefully it will still be as good as it is now.
Absolutely, I hope so too. You mentioned, and there was another question that I wanted to ask you before we go on a quick break. You are using two indigenous varietals, and those both indigenous varietals are indigenous to Arani. Which is Arani. So the name is the grape of the name of the grape is after the village, but we also know that there's an ancient name to the grape as well. And then Voskehad. Will you share what known information we have about how old the varietals are and how they are traced and how do they know that they are ancient?
Like you said, both varieties are very old indigenous Armenian grape sorts. And when the archaeologists found the cave of the Arani, where they found this old winery, some remainings of grape seeds were found in there. And those were sent for biological analysis to Germany, which showed that the grape sort which was found there inside the cave in those amphoras is from the same family like the Arani grape sort which we are still using. And the same we can say about the Voskehad grape sort, that they both are at least a couple of thousands of years old. And when we started our production, why we stopped on those particular sorts was because when we looked at the wine market, especially the international wine market, we understood that in nowadays reality, we're not going to surprise anyone with like high quality, I don't know, Syrah or Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot. But if we manage to grow high-quality Arani or Voskehad, and if we manage to get top-quality wine from them, then it's going to be a hit because we'll be presenting like ancient grape sorts, wine made from those grape sorts in top quality, and it's going to like break through the market. So that's how we stopped on the choice of those varieties. Of course, at the same time, taking into consideration the quality of those varieties and the wines you can get from them.
Absolutely. I think it's very important for a region that has indigenous varietals to showcase their varietals in the best possible way, which Old Bridge is obviously doing. and educate and excite the consumer, because just like you mentioned, the market, there is so many Cabernets. Yes, it could be fun to taste Cabernet from Armenia, but it's much more fun to taste Areni and Voskhohat coming from Armenia. Thank you, Musha, so much for this first part. We are going to take a quick break, and then when we are back, I would love now to talk more about the winery operations. I know it's a family business, it's a family winery, so I'm sure each member has their own crucial part in making this a success, and then where people can buy the wine and many other questions. So we'll be right back.
With great pleasure, Anushka.